life, he's in the arms of God. Amen. I appreciate the good singing, brother, and the good playing today. Amen. Thank God for it. Amen. I'm going to look in Jude this morning, book of Jude, last day's book, I think. I don't know exactly when it was wrote. I didn't study on that this morning, but I'm interested in what Jude said and what the Bible says this morning. And, you know, I see this thing here, Brother Joe, that a lot of things is written as an example. And we find in the text this morning, in verse 1, Jude, the servant of Jesus Christ, the brother of James, of them that are sanctified by God the Father and preserved in Jesus Christ and called. And that's right. We're sanctified and called and preserved, and God's the one that preserves us and called us and does that work in us. And I'm thankful for that. The Bible said, mercy unto you and peace and love be multiplied. Boy, that's a good thing right there. Thank God we need a multiplication of mercy and peace and love. Then he said this, beloved, when I gave all diligence to write unto you, he said, of the common salvation. It is a common salvation. It was needful. Notice this. It was needful for me to write unto you and exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith which was once delivered unto the saints. For there are certain men crept in unawares who were before of old ordained to this condemnation. Ungodly men turning the grace of our God into lasciviousness and denying the only Lord God and our Lord Jesus Christ. And so thank God Jude is writing here an important letter. And he's working in this thing to get them to see that it's needful for them. Amen. That's had a common salvation. Everything about salvation is, thank God, through Jesus. And everybody that's ever been saved, it is the same way. You don't get saved another way. You get saved the same way. Brethren, this morning there's a lot that think there's another way, but there is not another way. Jesus said, I am the way, the truth, and the life, and no man comes to the Father but by me. It seemed it'd be so simple to find that in your own heart and mind, but it's very difficult for a man to see that it's not in themselves. It's the gift of God through the Son of God. It's not of works, lest any man should boast. There's nothing that I help God do. Amen. It's what God done in me by the Spirit on the day that the Holy Ghost came and birthed me in the family of God. It's supernatural. It's a new creature God made. Amen. By His own power. Amen. The new creature's on the inside. I still got an outside man that perishes. But the inward man's renewed day by day. And brethren, that's the way He done it. Amen. Thank God it's not what I do, it's what He done. If you don't have assurance this morning, brethren, listen. It's what He done. It's what He done in you. Thank God it's what He done on Calvary. You can't add to that. There's no act of obedience. Amen. Unless it's grace that gives it to you. Amen. To respond to the call of God as He called you into this grace. But this morning it is a common salvation. He's not writing to the world. Jesus didn't even pray for the world. He did die for a world of sinners. But brethren, when He prayed in John 17, He was praying for His own that had been given to Him, thank God, through the call of God. Now we find here, it says, need for me to write and you exhort you that you should earnestly contend for the faith. Now the word contend means to agonize. The word contend means to struggle. It is that, I'll tell you that. In fact, Paul said we must enter the kingdom through much tribulation, through much hardship, through much struggle. We live in a day now that is more religious than any day we've ever lived in. Amen. Listen, that religion of man, amen. Brethren, listen, this is the way it is. Salvation is of the Lord. Religion is of mankind.
is some system he came up with. Somebody told me the other day that we was in a system, and I said unto God, I hate to even think about that. I do not want to be in a religious system. I don't want to be in the tradition of man, unless there are traditions that God taught us through the man of God that we ought to keep. Their sub-traditions are good, but the traditions of men is what shut the mouths of the church. We've got everything just got to be right. I wish I'd sometime in my life, I wish there's things I'd never heard. I wish there's things I'd never learned. Amen. That was of the flesh and not of the Holy Ghost. That's not the way God chose to take my path. God chose to give me some things. Amen. Listen, everything, my friend, has an opposite. Amen. There's the real and there's the counterfeit. Amen. There is good and there is bad. Amen. There's always, not everybody's good. And we ain't good unless grace is in us. That's the only thing God accepts. The only thing God accepts is what He gives, and He gave His Son. Everything this morning about us is not accepted unless it's accepted in Christ. That's the only way God loves you. That's the only way God accepts you. It's because of His Son. God is so holy. Amen. He cannot accept man unless he's washed from his sin and he's made holy by the blood of the Lamb. And that's how he accepts us. I'm telling you that this morning. But the word agony, I've thought about this. Here in this New Testament writing, thank God in these days there was great persecution. And listen, it was free, and then people was martyred. Isn't it amazing? The early church, thank God, was martyred, free, and I mean the apostles had record of being martyred. The early church people martyred. Amen. To contend for the faith. But now, friend, preachers, they want high titles, money. That's about high titles, money, and fame. Amen. That's what it's about. That's sad. It burns me up. Amen. To see. And maybe you disagree with me. It's all right. But brethren, listen. Thank God it ain't about standing preaching the word of God. It's about sitting at a coffee table drinking a cup of coffee and going through a Bible study. Amen. I couldn't imagine that in the days of these men, brethren. They was under great persecution and opposition of the truth. Amen. We won't listen. They want everybody to like them. Everybody's not going to like you. He said, beware when all men speak well of you. And that's mainly, brother, in the religious realm. They don't like what you think. Listen, I don't have to believe what you believe. I got to believe what God tells me to believe. I've told you many a time, I'm not concerned this morning about you believing what I believe. I'm concerned about you believing what God tells you. Amen. If God don't tell it to you, you're not going to know it. Amen. You are your free man. When I say that, I'm talking about, brethren, you're free, thank God, in Christ for Him to teach you individually of what that Bible says. Amen. I find this to be true in this hour. There is several interpretations that men give, but there's only one interpretation. Only one interpretation of what this book says. Amen. I'm glad I don't have to repeat another man. I'm glad I don't have to believe it because he said it or he believed it. I'm glad, thank God, I believe it because God told me. Amen. That's the only way you know this. The only way you know this. Amen. Listen. God put a preacher in the church to edify the body, to perfect the saints. Ain't God the work of the ministry that the body might function together. Not that you'd give him a title. Ain't God not that you'd pay him to say it. Amen. Not, my friend. Ain't God that he was put there. Amen. Ain't God to repeat something that somebody else taught him. But he might have something from his heart. God says in the book. And I know that we're in these days. The contending of the faith, to agonize. Thank God, the struggle. Amen. For the faith that was once delivered to the saints. It was saints, friend, that this truth was delivered to. And they gave their life for it. And now we've gave it up. We've sold the truth. Amen. For the nomination. We've sold the truth. My friend, for listen, to please man instead of God. It's sad, but it's true. I'm sad to say this this morning, but there's things that I can't preach because you couldn't take it and you wouldn't want to hear it. And I'm not saying that about everybody. I'm just saying generally. Hey, God, friend, you're just limited in this day because men have been taught one way and it's sad. Hey, God, friend, I'm telling you, are you hearing me? This morning, it's sad, but we know the day we're in when religion in this day, there's water baptism that's included in salvation. It's, my friend, no such a thing as baptismal regeneration. Amen. It's a lie. And brethren, that's crept in the Baptist church. And it's sad. And that's where the Church of Christ come from, was the Baptist. And God, when Campbell started that, I don't even believe in the Holy Ghost living in a man. It's sad, but it's true. A man told me one time, he said there wasn't no baptism after Pentecost. I like what the black preacher said. As far as you know, there wasn't no baptism after Pentecost. Because there is a baptism after Pentecost. John, why did John say this? Tell me. He said, I did indeed baptize you with water under repentance. But the one coming after me is mightier than I. Who shall baptize you? Amen. With the Holy Ghost and fire. Amen. I believe that, brother. I'm telling you, I believe the fire is Pentecost. I believe, thank God, the fire of God. Amen. Amen. Listen, friend. The baptism of the Holy Ghost is real this morning. Thank God, he said, I baptize you. Amen. Into one body by one spirit. Amen. We all drank from that one spirit. It's a baptism of the Holy Ghost. And brother, I'm telling you, I don't care what a man says. I know it to be true. Because the Holy Ghost, thank God, baptized me. Thank God, into the body of Christ. Amen. That's right, buddy. I'm telling you, I believe it's a baptism of power. Amen. I believe God baptized, I believe Jesus Christ. I believe he gives every man measure of faith. I believe everybody in here is given gifts. I believe, I listen, friend, whatever they are. I told a man the other day that these Pentecostal people, and I love them, but they say that you got to speak in tongues. I said, why? Why would you limit God on that? That ain't even the best gift. In fact, he gives gifts to men severally as he wills. It ain't what I want, it's what he gives. He did say, coveting earnestly the best gifts, but that wasn't the best gift. In fact, in Corinthians 14, he said, it's better to prophesy, amen, to edify the body where they could understand. He said, if a man prays in an unknown tongue, he prays unto God, not unto men. He said, it's better to prophesy to the body. He said, I'd rather speak five words of understanding. Amen. And 1,000 of that in an unknown tongue. Brother, I'm telling you, that's just a fallacy. This whole thing to try to prove. Listen, friend, the reason that Cornelius spoke in tongues was a sign to the Jews. That's right. They require a sign, friend. Gentiles don't require a sign. That's about the heathens. They didn't have no hope and no God. Amen. We was outside the covenant. We didn't care nothing about it. God included us. Amen. He blinded them, put us in. Thank God that we could have life. I'm telling you, that's a blessing. It's God that done it. It's God that does it. Amen. Thank God that's right. Buddy, I'm telling you, say you believe you're right. I know I am. Thank God, I know it's right. I know that's the way God does it. Amen. Listen, a lot of Baptists don't think they have gifts, but brother, he gave them to the church. Amen. That's right. Why would he cut the hand of Jesus off? Amen. Brother, I'm sad to say, but I'm telling you, thank God, this thing this morning is because there's crept in unawares. Listen, thank God, a man, listen, there's men that can say what they want to and people believe it. It's sad. I told my wife, amen, down there at that church, thank God, where she grew up in, the devil could walk in a robe on and get up and say something and then call him a nice guy, amen. He said, beware of false prophets. They come to you in cheap clothing. Amen. They ain't come to you. Amen. My friend in the devil's clothing. They come in cheap clothing. And they appear righteous. Who? Before men. Right. I told the young people this morning. I teach it on friends. I said, listen, just because they say what they say don't mean what they mean. It's not what they mean. Amen. Listen. A man that says it, he'll do it. Amen. That's right. Praise God for that. I ain't getting on all that. That's a good little lesson in there this morning. But I did say this. Amen. A friend, thank God, is one you can confide in. Amen. And he ain't going to go out and blab everything. Amen. That's right. That's somebody. You ain't got many people like that in life. And a friend will accept you for who you are. And a friend, thank God, will say, just be yourself in my company. You don't have to put on no airs. You don't have to impress me. You don't have to talk a certain way. Amen. Just be who you are. Amen. That's a friend, thank God. Out there, who's like that? Jesus is. Amen. He touched sinners as they were. He didn't try to change them. Amen. He knew what they were. But he did change them. But it was with the gospel. Amen. That's right. Glory to God. Amen. Listen. You could confide in him. He's the best friend you'll ever have. Amen. These people crept in unaware. They was creeps in the church. And they crept in and they come in with doctrines. And listen, thank God it said they turned the grace of God into lasciviousness. In other words, they said, the only way you can know grace is sin a lot. What they did, the word lascivious means a looseness. A looseness. That's what it means, that you can just live loose. The Gnostic people of that day was, they didn't believe Jesus was a bodily resurrected Lord. They argued the bodily resurrection. But brother, he rose again with a bodily resurrection. What did he say? Flesh and blood. He said, listen, thank God, he said, a body, amen, has bones. He said, touch me. I've got bones. Amen. I ate with you. Amen. Listen, he wasn't the spirit. He was a body. Amen. That's right. They denied that. They denied the truth. And listen, friend, that's wrong. That's what's coming to churches. That's why they can get everybody at these nightclub churches. Because, my friend, ain't nothing real. Amen. They wouldn't have me. I preached out at the school. I said this not long ago. Amen. That's a little different crowd I'm preaching to than I was, thank God, 10 years ago. And I preach like this. It don't matter where I go. Jail. Thank God, house. If you was the only one's house, I'd preach like this. Amen. I wouldn't give you, thank God, amen, a little story. Amen. That's right. But listen, I went down there and preached. I mean, I just preached on whatever God gave me. Amen. Preached her out. And I asked Trevor, I said, what do you think about it? He said, why is that man hollering at us? Yeah. Amen. They used to say, they liked it. Amen. He said, I thought he was going to pass out. Amen. Listen, I thought to God, have they ever not heard anybody get stirred up a little bit? What kind of church do they go to? They go up there, somebody just standing around looking at you. Amen. And nothing said, no fire, no unction, nothing. Amen. There's kind of excitement about it. Amen. But the grace of God been turned lasciviousness. Amen. You listen. That crowd over in Isaiah said, listen, we'll want your name, but we want to remain the same. You don't have to do nothing for us. We just want your name. And that's basically what the church is today. And it ain't the church. It's the false church. We want the title. We want the name. And listen, I wouldn't involve myself in anything. Listen, I wouldn't involve myself in anything if I wasn't going to go for it. Amen. I wouldn't. I would not put my name on a church roll, and I don't even know if the early church had a church roll. I don't either. I believe the baptism was open confession that we believe in the Messiah. And I believe when they was baptized by water and immersion, not sprinkling or pouring, that they joined the body. That means they just joined to them. I don't believe they ever had anybody go before the congregation and say, I won't give you my testimony. And Paul testified, but it wasn't of them. He was testifying, thank God, them sinners. Amen. But I'm going to say this. I wouldn't join with somebody that I wasn't going to get in with. I mean, listen, friend, I wouldn't even go to a workplace. And, amen. Now, my boss man's here this morning, and I'm trying to mirror what I say. But I wouldn't want to join a workplace, Sister Robinson, and not go. You don't get paid. You know, if some people went to work the way they come to church, they never would get no pay. Amen. That's right. I mean, I know the providence of God. I know the providence of God. I know weaknesses of man. I know all that. I know that God's providential and He put me on my back today and I couldn't come for a year. I understand that the rest of my life. I understand that. You say, could that happen? Sure it could happen. It has happened. Oh, we got people in the rest home right now that like to come. That can't come. Amen. That's right. But I'm telling you this. I believe providence. I believe God's in charge of all my life. But I'm telling you this. No excuse. Amen. When I've got ability. Amen. And I just decide to not do it. Why would I join? Why would I want to be involved? If I ain't giving myself to it and earnestly contend for the faith, why am I even in the race? Amen. I know it gets tight on people. That's all right. I need this kind of preaching myself. I'd sit down and preach to myself. But the thing of it is, if I'm going to get involved, praise God, I ain't wanting to be a bench warmer. I ain't just want to say I'm on a team. Amen. That was a thing, you know, when you went in the junior high locker room, brother. Amen. Good to have this good family back here with us. Amen. Brother, when I went to Irwin Junior High School and I walked into the locker room,
yes, sir.
And I remember the seventh grade, I didn't make the basketball team. I went in there and I looked on the thing and like my heart sunk out of me because I didn't make it, didn't have my name on the list. And the next year I got cut too. And then they went to this eighth grade team and he called me and said, would you join the team? I said, yeah, I'll join. I'll come never practice. I can't. I ain't gonna lay out and go shopping. You know, in our day, you didn't lay out no practices.
Yeah.
Son, you'd crawl in. Amen. If you wanted to play, you did.
Yeah.
Amen. That's right, son. I had a fellow tell me one time, amen, his daddy come to me and said, what can I do to help my son? I said, get out of the way. Let me coach him.
Yeah.
Amen. I mean, God help. You can't baby him until he's 15, 16 years old. Just get out of the way. I'm going to run him. He's going to vomit some. He's going to hurt some. But it's just as course that they got to run before they can get in shape to play.
Yeah.
He come in one day and said, I ain't going to mention him what he's got to do. And he said it wasn't no good excuse. And I said, you mean you're going to lay out of practice for that? I mean, I'd give him down the road, boy.
Yes,
that's the way them old boss men used to do at work when I wanted to go home early. I said, where are you going? He said, where are you going? I said, I got some business. He said, no, you don't. He said, you need to work 3:30 like I'm paying you for. Amen. I wanted to lay out. I told you all this. I wanted to lay out of work one time, Mama. I was about 19 years old. Still lived at home. And I told Mama, I said, I'm going to lay out today. I'm going to go down to the park and play basketball. She said, no, you ain't. She said, she's pretty rough talking, even though she's a little back there. She got saved since then. She wasn't rough. When I say rough talking, she said, you better get your tail in out of that bed. She said, and get your work clothes on, and you better get there. You ain't laying out. Amen. Thank God for a mama to tell you the truth. Amen. Listen, mamas. Thank God, let them grow up.
Yeah.
Quit petting them all the dadgum time.
Right.
That's grandparents' business.
Yes, sir.
Amen.
Yeah.
I remember when I was in the first grade, I didn't think nothing about it. The bus come by and she said, putting him on the bus. We didn't have but one car. Daddy drove it to work. She wasn't driving me to school, walking to me in my class, holding my hand.
Yeah.
Thank God I got off the bus.
Yes,
first grade, Miss Boston's first grade class. Amen. They put me in the room. Amen. I drove the bus every day. Amen. Brother, you can't do it today. I wonder today how close the school bus is down. Praise God about. Amen. Everybody rode the bus then. Everybody was grown up. Everybody grown up and had to take and face some things. Now we're scared to death. We don't believe God take care of our children at all. That's why we got to take His place. God did put you in that place. And God did say raise your children according to the will of God. But every once in a while, my goodness, let them grow up.
Yes.
God have mercy.
Yes.
I ain't talking about not loving them. I see good parents in this church. I'm not just getting on you. I'm just making a statement.
Yes, sir.
But I see good parents in this church. They take good care of their youngins. Amen.
Yeah.
They pay. I mean, they buy them clothes. They feed them. They give them a good meal. Amen. Thank God they got good security in the home. They don't have to worry, praise God. Amen. Daddy goes to work. Amen. It's just a good blessing of God.
Amen,
son. I tell you this. Son, I'm telling you, thank God. You ought to thank God for it. But I'm telling you this, son. There's been a lot of things crept in the church since it. And somebody said, you think it's the time? I said, it's partly. But it ain't got no excuse before God that we got to be so lax on everything. We've loosened the cords and loosened the strings up, and these people crept in. You know why they crept in? You know why the tares are sown among the wheat? Because men slept.
Yes.
And the main men that slept in the pulpit.
Yes.
And that's where the problem is in a lot of it. And I have to admit to you that I'm not as tight as I used to be. Amen. All the tightened down. Amen. And I know some of that was some of man-made stuff. Amen. And some things that I just had preference on instead of something that was concrete. But I'm telling you this, if we ever needed, I ain't got a tightening up in the church. Amen. And my friend had some sense about us. It's in the day we're in because we're highly blessed to God. Amen. And I want to tell you, thank God for the liberty of preaching in this church. Amen. You know what, Brother Payson, you know my old brother? Amen, come. He said, Brother Hart, man, he said, I love them people to death. He said, I can't wait to come back. Yeah. That's what that old preacher said, Brother Lee Wayne Grubb, that preached here on Sunday morning. He said, I can't wait to come back. You know what? I'm going to tell you this right now, and I know I'm a rabbit running a little bit, but I'm telling you the truth. That when men of God come and preach, they might not believe everything you believe. Don't you? Yeah. You better hear what the Holy Ghost is saying.
Right.
You better hear what the Holy Ghost is saying. I ain't preaching heresy. But you better hear what God's saying. Right. Buddy, thank God for the church. I've tried to preach this way, and I'll tell you this. I've tried to preach to you, thank God, to hear what that man of God's got to say and listen to the voice of God in it. No matter whether he's got a different belief on other things sometime, it ain't got nothing to do with it. Listen, friend, I ain't into some of this stuff people believe, and I don't practice it, and I try to keep people in this pulpit, thank God, it's got some sense and got the Holy Ghost with them. Amen. But I'm telling you what happened in this day, as a bunch of them crept in. Listen, what it said about them, it said they were ordained to this condemnation. That means they was appointed. And can I tell you this? They were reprobate false teachers. It was sowing discord and sowing error and sowing things in the pulpit. Listen, friend, I'm telling you the best thing a man could do, and I'm talking about myself, and I don't always do it. If it don't say it, don't address it. And I'm going to tell you what, there's a lot more read than said. As Brother Wayne Henderson said. And I do thank God like to get in some of that. And brother and I'll ask you all kind of questions. We sit together about the Bible and what you think about it, because I'm willing to learn. And I'm not saying I got all the answers. I don't know how many I got, but I got one. Jesus is the way. Amen. And you got to be born again. I know that. And there is a heaven and there is a hell. Amen. And you got to repent or perish. I do know them things. But I'm telling you this, teaching a bunch of lies and denying who Christ was. And I'm going to tell you, the Bible said they crept in unawares. That's what it says. And he said here they were ungodly men, turning the grace of our godliness in. Notice here's a damnable thing in our day, and it's amongst Baptist people.
Right.
They denied the Lordship of Christ.
Yeah.
You hear me and hear me right, whether you agree to it or not, and don't think nobody disagree with me. There ain't no salvation in repeating a prayer to anybody. There ain't no salvation in raising your hand in a service or not raising your hand in a service. There ain't no way, son. That's the work of God, friend. And there ain't nobody going to get saved. If they do, it'll be because God saw fit to look at their heart, and He does look at their heart. He can look at the very depth of that heart and see if they're turning up to Christ. Amen. And believing upon Him. And it ain't, my friend, in the prayer. It's in the person. And salvation's in the person. And a prayer, my friend, is only, my friend, an expression of what's going on in the heart. When he said, God be merciful, me a sinner. Brother, I'm telling you this. It was God be merciful, me a sinner. Amen. That's right. Yes, sir. You can't explain God or explain salvation. You can't explain it. It ain't explained. Somebody, you know what? Can I give you something this morning? And ain't no doubt there's some scripture in this Bible that can help people. But brother, if the light ain't turned on, it's just darkness to them. That's right. And the Holy Ghost does that. And I'm glad He does. And I'm glad this dear brother right here, this little good fella here who I love and appreciate and seeking after God. When the light turns on, you'll know it. Amen. I can be fooled sometimes. Amen. God ain't never been fooled. Amen. He can't be fooled. But I'll tell you this, Brother Danny. Amen. That girl that sat back here beside Miss Camille. Amen. I'm just saying her countenance was different. And her spirit was different. And the reason why there's something done was different in her. Amen. That's right. That's what Christ does. And brother, it'll always be submission to who He is. Amen. That's the Lord. Amen. That's His title. He's the Lord. And they denied the Lordship of Jesus Christ. Amen. I'm going to tell you what's happening this day. Hear me. Hear me. He said, few there be that find it. Brother Gene said this morning, he said, Brother Hyde, he said, when Jesus was born, there wasn't no room in the inn.
Right.
He said, now there's a few in the inn. Just a few. He said, few there be that find it.
Yep.
That's what he said. Straight as gate, narrow's away.
Narrow.
It is narrow, brother. I like what old Caldwell said. He said, it's so narrow you can't pack a suitcase and go on it.
Oh, that's the truth.
That's right. You ain't taking nothing with you. And he ain't building cabins on the other side nor racetracks. In fact, ain't nothing built by man over there. Amen. And everything God does, he does right. And he does by his own will and power. Amen. No man can resist that, brother. When God does something, son, it's God. Amen. When he put Jonah in the well, thank God he couldn't get out and he come to the end of himself. When he said salvation of the Lord, thank God he said that'll do. He spit him out. Amen. I'm telling you, it's always caused men to get sick. Amen. Because they can't help God. It's a gift. You can't do nothing to get God to turn your way. God didn't have favor on you because he looked down and saw any good in you or anything about you. It was just his own goodwill. That's exactly right. God came where you was at. And buddy, brother Todd, the night you bowed before him, you submitted to the authority of Jesus Christ. And brother, you'll still submit to it. Listen to me. I'm about through. If you repented on that day, you still repenting. If you believed on that day, you still believing. Amen. If you submitted to this lordship, you're still submitting. That's exactly right. That don't mean you're going to be perfect, but it does mean your heart's bent that way. It does mean conviction and chastisement will turn you back. Amen. Even though you walk away, that will turn you back. Amen. Don't always judge people right fast. Amen. Brother, listen. A lot of people get away sometimes because they just get discouraged. Sometimes they get away because, amen, something happened out the church. But I'm telling you, brethren, if they got God in them, he'll go after that sheep and he'll bring them back. He'll deal with their heart. Listen, there's no way a man, my friend's going to stay outside of it because he loved you too much. And brethren, I'm telling you, if a daddy would go after a son, how much more shall our Heavenly Father go after his own? And I'm telling you, if it happened in you, it'll still be happening 20 years from now. Amen. Right, buddy. Amen. And old brother Robert Cranfield thought about him this morning. Stayed in with us that God took him. 95 years old. His testimony was he got saved at Otter B. Green's tent meeting when he was a teenage boy. Probably less than 15. Probably was 13 or 14 years old. I'm just saying he was saved at least 80 years. Amen. He would finish well. Amen. You know why? He had something in him. Amen. He did, brother. He had something in him. Praise God. That man, listen. He told me, he said, Brother Joy, I can't read. He said, I can't read a Bible. But he listened to preaching every night of his life. He laid in that bed, went to sleep by that preaching. Amen, brother. And listen, I'm telling you, I've known him a long time. Thank God. He'd always say, how long have we been together? And I'd tell him. And he'd always shake his head and grin. I said, well, I'm glad. But I'm telling you this, Brother Joe. If he heard a man preach, and that man was a messing around, he wasn't preaching the truth or just being honest and serious about it, he had called me to the side. He said, you know, we ain't never had no cross word. He said, but I'll tell you what, that man wasn't preaching the way he ought to. And I said, I know it. Amen. Amen. He didn't read the Bible. He had the inward voice. Amen. I'm telling you, you don't have to have education to be saved. You just got to have the Holy Ghost come speak your heart and bring life in you, brother. Amen. I'm telling you, what a great man. I told them boys at the jail, I said, I'm telling you, my deacon, thank God, I'm telling you, he ain't never been able to read. I said, but if he come up here and he opened his mouth, and when he walked off, you know what you'd say? That man knows God. Amen. But better yet, God knows that man. Amen. Thank God. I'm telling you, brother, and I'd walk my youngest to know, amen, that man knew God. Amen. That's right. Amen. The world knoweth us not because it knew him not. That's right. The world ought not know us. They knew not Christ. Not unless we're just mixing in with it. Have mercy on me. Know you not friendship with the world's enmity with God. And all this false religion coming into churches. Brother, I'm telling you what, I want to be careful. I want to be careful. I'm telling you, I preach what I feel like the Bible teaches. I've been called a lot of names. I have. Still am. Because of what I believe. But I believe the Holy Ghost taught it to me.
Yes, sir.
Amen. He said this to me. He said, that's it right there. That's what he told me. He said, that's the answer right there. I'll be honest with you. Sometimes I wait to talk to God last about it. I'll read my Bible, read what somebody said. He ought to said, you can come to me. I'll interpret it for you. I wrote it.
Yeah.
Amen. I asked old Brother Grubb. I said, Brother Grubb, I said, I got a bunch of books out here in totes. If y'all, any of y'all want to come look at them, you can have them. I mean, I got some good books, but I just have a few I read most of the time now. And I said, Brother Grubb, I got four or five tubs of books. Brother Pace, he took some with him. And I said, do you read any books? He said, no, just the Bible. I understand, brother. He's the interpreter of the Bible, the Holy Ghost. I'm not against reading books. I still read them. I read some this morning.
Yes, sir.
I read some this morning. And I think it's healthy if it's the right book. Mm-hmm. I think Paul, he said bring the books, but especially the parchments.
Yeah, the
parchments. Amen. Especially bring the Word.
Yeah.
Amen. Bring them Scriptures. Amen.
Yeah.
Any of this morning, brother, listen, there's been a lot of churches carried away by kind of stuff like this. And we're living in the last days of time. You say, what's that mean, preacher? Well, I don't know, but that's not the truth. I don't know when Jesus is coming. Neither do you. Hey, no man knows. Hey, arguing about end times and when the Lord's coming. But brother, I'm telling you this, He'll come when He comes. You don't know when He's coming. He's coming. He said, I will come again. But I don't want this thing in my life. I don't want a church. I want the truth. I want the Holy Ghost to help me. Help this church in these days. And brother, all I can say is, thank God, get involved in this thing, brother. Amen. This whole body here this morning, if you're saved by the grace of God, you got a part to get in with us. Isn't that right? In that early church, son, them people praised God. I mean, they spoke and testified. They done whatever God let them do. And I'm telling you, I saw the Holy Ghost help people in this church since we. And I said, we, it's me. Amen. Thank God that I finally figured out, brother, that this wasn't just to come in and preaching three times a week. There's other people in the church got something to say. There's other people got something to do. And brother, when you can get the whole body functioning, thank God it'll get stronger. Amen. That's right. Christ is ahead. Amen. And when we can do that, praise God, do His will. And brother, listen, and contend for the faith. Earnestly contend. Amen. Put some effort to it. God will see some results in the house of God. Amen. Listen, we ought to have that interest this morning. Amen. That is blessing to the Word. Thank you for hearing me. I love you. Let's stand this morning. Amen.
Brother Robert Parker, praise.